Guilford resident Aaron Sanderson has always been an animal lover. From skunks to squirrels and from foxes to frogs, she has helped many critters in her previous role working in animal control. Sanderson is also a pyrography artist and over the past few years has been working on a passion project to help raise money for Procyon Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in Beaton. She connected with fellow animal lover Jen Howard, a longtime volunteer at the center, about hosting an auction, and selling some of her art pieces in support of the facility. There are 18 pyrography pieces up for sale, all handmade by Sanderson in her garage workshop over the past few years. All the pieces are etched of local wildlife, inspired by photographs sent to her by Innisfil residents. I ended up choosing a bunch and recreating them into pyrography pieces with an end goal of auctioning them off and donating part of the proceeds to Procyon, said Sanderson. I am really hoping this money will bring some money for them. Pieces have been created on different types of wood, which Sanderson sources herself, including Colorado blue spruce, maple, and ash. One of the biggest needs of the center right now is an X-ray machine, which will help expedite the care of injured animals. Howard lives near Big Bay Point and has been volunteering with Procyon Wildlife for the past 6 years. A few of her shots were recreated for Sanderson's fundraising project. We rehabilitate orphan, injured and sick animals, she explained. We are all volunteers. Howard is most well known in the community for her work rescuing foxes, many of who have the serious, contagious disease, mange. Mange is when mites burrow into the skin, causing intense itching. Frequent scratching can lead to hair loss, lesions and infection. Severely infected foxes may be unable to regulate their body temperature, due to the loss of fur, and have little energy to hunt. They can succumb to infection, hypothermia, and starvation. In the past year and a half, she has saved 23 foxes in the area and helped to nurse them back to health with monitoring and a special diet. Sanderson didn't realize her artistic talents until 3 years ago when she began playing with the woodworking tools she inherited after her father passed away. It took me a while to start working with it, she said, but slowly she developed a knack for it, and ventured into the world of pyrography. Howard notes the center is in dire need of volunteers, and anyone who may be interested should reach out. Full extensive training is provided. The pair of friends have known each other for years, after connecting over displaced wildlife in Innisfil. The fundraiser auction runs from Wednesday, June 15 at noon to Sunday, June 19 at noon to bid. Visit Sanderson's Facebook album here to view the pieces. Bid in the comments under each piece, in $5 increments. The highest bidder wins the item and will be contacted after Sunday. Sanderson and Howard will also be at Onion Fest this weekend at the Innisfil Recreation Complex, where all artwork will be on display. With files from Miriam King.